doctor says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, like morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trying.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in beautiful Central Florida. Good evening and welcome to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is September 29th, 2019. A lot to talk about, ready what you have to hear, what you have to say. Your participation is requested. It is encouraged. It is your duty as a patriot to sound off. Silence is implied consent. Listen, learn, share what you know. Support the independent media. Support RBN. My email address is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Phone lines will be open here shortly. 1-800-313-9443. Impeachment. Ukraine 2.0. Been the talk all week. Impeachment. Impeachment. We must impeach this president. He must be accountable. I've heard it like a broken record. Pelosi, Schumer, Adam Schiff, we like to call for Adam Schiff for brains. It's quite obvious. The Democrats are very unified. They're very much together on this, one after the other. Another excuse. They must have a Rolodex of excuses, scams to take down this president. It started from day one after the inauguration. We must remove this president any way we can. Let's find something. The old dirty diaper, poo diaper thrown against the wall. Something's going to stick sooner or later. I can't tell you what's his name here. One of the Democrats, like I say, they're all pretty much talking the same talk. But talking about, maybe you'll refresh my memory who it was. Blumenthal? I can't remember offhand. Talking about this is not a big nothing burger. This is a big, big burger. And he's going to choke on it. Donald Trump is going to choke on the evidence they have that we got a situation going on in the Ukraine here, that he used the president of the Ukraine to go after, find dirt on Joe Biden, his rivalry. I read the transcript. I didn't see it. I didn't see the wording. I did hear Adam Schiff stand up there before us on mainstream media and talk about saying the president instructed the president of Ukraine to find whatever you can dirt on Joe Biden and son Hunter Biden. Well, I don't know. I'm looking at the transcript here. I don't see any of that. Oh, it's implied. It's an implied consent there. It's one of those implications there. Oh, yeah. Okay. I get it. So you just kind of verbatim add in what you think the president is thinking and what he might say if he were actually to say it. What I'm really bothered by, and I theorized this was going to be a problem for Donald Trump long ago, he has treated this position, he's the CEO of this country. Let's face it, he is. He has treated this position totally, entirely different than he did his Apprentice show. In The Apprentice, he would not put up with anything. No guff. You're out of here. You're not a performer. You're out of here. So I theorized from the very beginning, the first mistake that Donald Trump ever made was to keep holdovers from the Obama administration. A very, very bad move. He has the chance to build the perfect team. And in order to do so, you don't waste time going back and researching and investigating people who are already in the administration. You know the Obama administration was a very corrupt administration, so don't waste your time going back and saying, well, maybe this guy who worked for him is a good guy. Maybe I should keep him on my team. You know what? Do it like they do in sports teams. Cut and find the right people. Find your people, the people you can trust. I want to share a little story with you. We're talking about trust and respect. I want to share a little story that happened to me many, many years ago. 20 years old, I ended up entering the military, the United States Air Force, stationed in Altus, Oklahoma. young 20-year-old, I was rather naive still. I was not politically sound or really had a whole lot of opinions on anything at that time. Just didn't. I don't know why I didn't. I got that later on when I went in. Within 4 years, I started to look at things, because actually when you're in the military, politics will affect your life. And whether you stay where you are, you're going to be deployed somewhere else in a third world country, whatever. I got political when I got in the military. It wasn't political before I went in. But I remember basic training. It was a very, it's kind of a scary experience here. We're all 20 years old. So we're all basically in the same area, same age. You're 19, 20, 21. The economy was terrible. Carter was the president at the time. High interest rates. You couldn't find a job. If you found a job, it didn't pay much. It was a minimum wage job going nowhere. I, at that time, 20 years old, had no clear direction where I wanted to go in my life, what I wanted to do. So rather than flounder and just waste time making money here and there, part-time jobs, fast food, whatever I was doing at the time, I knew there was no future in that. I needed to do something with my life. So my parents, I instructed my parents, told them I thought about going into the military here. And they thought at the time, that's probably a pretty good idea. You're clearly not going anywhere right now, and the economy is bad. Maybe it'll improve in 4 years before you get out. And that's the thought process I had. So I signed up. I came back, and I said, well, I'm going. And I said, what? I thought we were going to talk about this. Well, we did talk about it. I signed up. I'm leaving. This is my departure date, and I'm going in the military. United States Air Force. Took the tests. I scored high in mechanics, believe it or not. I mean, I'm actually mechanically inclined, but I'm more medical. Found that. I discovered that later on. But I wish I had actually thought about that. You could actually get those prep tests and study real hard and do well enough on these tests to go into programs that you normally wouldn't be going into. So they cart you in, they bring you on a bus into San Antonio, Texas, in the middle of the night. We get off the bus close to midnight. It's dark. We're all kind of leaving home for the first time, leaving the nest. And so it's it's kind of a quiet time of reflection, is saying, geez, did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? I'm here, and I don't have a clue what's going to happen. I'm here for 4 years. I signed my name on the dotted line for 4 years, and I don't know what to expect here. My brother was in the military, but he was in the Navy. He was an officer, so totally different scenario than enlisted. So they carted us in at nighttime. No idea how to get out of here if I ever wanted to escape, because that's why they bring you at nighttime on this big bus. Get you off the bus, stand you in attention here, look you over, say, okay, follow me. They bring you to a chow hall. Chow hall. It's a word I don't use since military. Chow hall. And they feed you. March you off to some barracks. Get a little blanket. Get to bed. Turn the lights off. No heat, by the way. It was cold in November in Texas. So I'm freezing in this barracks with nothing. I mean, it's just a barracks with a little blanket and a little cot. And so am I going to sleep really good? Probably not. 5 o'clock, reveille. Wake up. We've only been to bed for 5 hours, 4.5 hours. Come on, we're going. So they march us again somewhere else. Chow. Chow again. Then we come back to the barracks. Have a little pep talk, I guess, what the day's going to be. All the places we're going to go throughout the day. Our itinerary, I guess. Then we go off to get our haircuts. Not just a little bit off the sides. You get the whole thing whacked off. But you whack all your hair off. You have no hair. We all look the same. Then we go back and then the rest of the day of getting all your supplies, your size of your shirts, your shoes, everything. You got this huge backpack you're carrying around. It probably weighs 50 to 60 pounds, and I'm not exaggerating on that. Very heavy if you carry it around all day long. And you are going to carry this around all day long on your first day. So we ended up back at the barracks a little later in the afternoon. Put our stuff down. Then we went to this little retreat room where we sat down and we met our training instructor, our TI, Tech Sergeant Gonzalez. I won't ever forget this guy. Hard as nails, a tough guy, but He has me thinking. He had me thinking then, and he still does to this day, because what he taught me in that little talk we had between all of us, our whole flight 565, you remember the number. Question was, we went around the room, question was, an officer has rank, he may have bars, he may have a cluster, he may have a star on his shoulder. We could be talking about enlisted. Do you respect this person? Do you respect this person? He went around the room. What's the answer you want to hear? I think that's what you want to hear. But he went around the room, asked, do you respect this guy? You don't know him. Do you respect him? Yes, I respect him. I respect him. All went around the room, boom, boom, boom. Then finally he said, wrong answer. Wrong answer. You all answered the question wrong. You respect this man. Why do you respect this man? Well, because he has rank. Well, that doesn't mean anything. You can be a terrible human being and have rank, and you respect him? Now he got us all thinking a little bit here about respect. Respect is earned, as he said. It is earned. You must earn respect. And respect without it is blind faith in respect. We meet some terrible people. Look at our lifestyle. Look at life in the last, oh, geez, I don't know, I'm 58 years old. Go back in history here. People that you've shown respect to, you respected. Why? Well, they supposedly, everybody else respected them. They must be worthy of respect, so I respect them. And then we've been let down by these people. I mean, you can talk about the Pope. You can talk about numerous other people, world leaders, our leaders. I won't say our because I didn't really pick them, but leaders of this country. Respect. So I learned something. Don't respect just out of saying you must respect. Now, I believe in courtesy. I give courtesy. And courtesy is a good thing. You can give courtesy, but courtesy and respect are quite different. And that's what leads me to what's going on here with our Congress, mainly the Democrats, a few floatovers from the Republican side, the rhinos, Republican in name only, who are siding with the Democrats on about an impeachment inquiry. I have never been so embarrassed in all my life. One scandal after another. Will this ever end? I'm not a Trump fan, don't get me wrong. I don't like him. The alternative was a very, very bad choice. Hillary Rodham Clinton. The lesser of two evils, and I hate that scenario, but that's what we had. The lesser of two evils still means you are voting for evil. But respect. I have zero respect for this Congress. This president, I'm tolerating him. He's let me down. Many, many times, the whole campaign promise of getting us out of wars, unnecessary wars, stop the nation building, peace, fair trade, commerce. Didn't get any of that. Didn't fix the election system. Still fraudulent, still easy to hack, manipulate. And we're going into 2020, another election, and he wants to be the president again. Mr. Trump, you will have another 4 years of hell coming because these people are not going to give up trying to take you down. Will this impeachment really happen? The inquiries are being built now. There's supposedly six teams now to investigate should we do this or not. I'm actually seeing now they're actually deciding today in the paper to reach out to the voters themselves and ask them, do you think we should do this? Is this a good thing? Essentially what they're doing is just checking the water here to see Is this going to hurt them in their next reelection themselves? I know Republicans are thinking that. And on both sides of the table here, they're going, I don't know. If I don't go along, it looks like I'm covering up for corruption. And that will hurt me in reelection. Should I do the right thing? Do I believe he actually did? Or should I just do what I'm assumed to do? I've always said, do the right thing. Do the right thing. You know what the right thing is to do. This is a witch hunt, another witch hunt that's not going to end. And after they fail on this one, they may actually get an impeachment. You can impeach on anything. But you can't go the second route, and that would be removal. And that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I do believe we're going to see the economy tank before the 2020 election. It's already going that way. Baltic Dry Index continues to drop on daily. It's already manipulated, but it's still dropping now. Christmas is around the corner. I saw that Walmart actually has Christmas in their stores now. Hoping, praying for a good retail Christmas year. It's not going to happen. Thrift stores are opening up left and right. Stores are still closing. The economy is not strong. I don't care what they keep telling us. The economy is not strong. The market is not a consumer-driven stock market. It is totally manipulated, like everything else government puts their hands on. Quantitative easing, plunge protection continues. Not a strong economy if you have to use plunge protection and quantitative easing. So the question is, I guess, basically, if the economy tanks before the election, will that propel, push the Democrats into the Oval Office? It's possible. I'm actually starting to think that this whole Ukraine 2.0 might possibly, hear me out here, might possibly be a little concoction, a little bit of a strategy or a little bit of an evil plan from HRC herself to take out Joe Biden. And as we know, Elizabeth Warren had a little conversation last week with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Warren and Clinton. Can you imagine that? Biden out of the way. He's actually not the front runner anymore. Warren is. But could we possibly have another situation where Biden is knocked out, Warren is president because the economy tanks, and we get 75 million millennials who come to the voting booth to say, I want my free stuff. And she becomes president, Vice President Hillary Rodham Clinton. And hear me out here. I'm not done with this yet. We know how evil Hillary Rodham Clinton is. The evil brain. I'd like to study that one. We have another JFK moment. Something happens to Warren. Warren, something happens to her. Intelligence failures. Somebody has access to her. And how convenient that Hillary Rodham Clinton would now be president of the United States. Sound a little far-fetched? Maybe not. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here. We'll finish up more of this.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Well, did you think about that over the commercial break there, the possibility of having another JFK moment, except this one with Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren taken out and Hillary Clinton becoming president of the United States? You think that's a little far-fetched? You think it is? Think I'm a little whacked out thinking that idea? Well, just ask yourself the possibility, the coincidences, all these people that know the Clintons, how they all end up dying. I mean, come on. It's quite a body count there for a coincidence that this person may just died, another one died. Just a coincidence. People that know everything about you, your past, your connections, your corruption, your dealings, should just simply die mysterious deaths. Pretty amazing. Think about that for a while. It is very possible. It is very possible we could see Hillary back in the game again. I tell you what, if Elizabeth Warren has any brains in her head, she would never go in that direction to say, I want you as my VP. She'd be a fool to take on Hillary Rodham Clinton to be her vice president. She'd be a fool, because it probably could happen. Well, we're talking about the document here. I saw the transcript of the telephone call between Bush and Zelensky, president of Ukraine. There's nothing there. Interesting that they brought back the president of Ukraine, and he actually said he was a little disturbed, upset that the phone call, the transcript was actually released. But what really bothers me is that, like I said, there are holdovers. There are snitches in the White House that are sitting there listening to all the conversations of this president. And to me, that's just not right. But like I said, he brought this on himself by not cleaning house from the very beginning. He should have cleaned house. And he probably wouldn't be in the situation right now with people on the inside snitching on him. I do believe the phone call was a nothing. It was a thank you. I got through this mess of Russiagate. There was nothing there. There was no collusion. And the president saying, congratulations, you made it through that hurdle. It's a big nothing burger. You're right. It isn't. It's all over. And by the way, while you're at it, could you look into the corruption of Ukraine and how it might be playing into the whole Russian collusion scam, the dossier? Nothing wrong with doing that. Nothing wrong with that. If they were involved in some way, there's some dishonesty. Evidently, there's a lot of corruption in the Ukraine. So it's not out of line to ask their leader to look into corruption in their country that might affect your country or affect the election. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is the snitch. I want to know who the snitch is. I really do want to know who the snitch is. To me, it's necessary to know who this person is. You can't make allegations and accusations and remain anonymous. That's not a class act. Be bold. If you've got guts to say it and make the allegations and the accusations, then you should be bold enough to stand up and say, I'm the one. I heard this. And make your case. You don't have a case. All you have is implications. People saying, I believe this is what he meant by this. I believe this is what he meant. His intention was this. It's extortion. And I'm going with that. Well, you don't have it. I guarantee you, all these lawyers, all these politicians are lawyers. Every one of them, most every one of these have a law degree. You walk into a court of law and go before a judge and said, well, I have a gut feeling. I believe. Here's what I do know. But I don't see it that way. I see it this way. And what I'm saying is this, even though it doesn't say it in the transcript and the evidence I have, I do believe this is the intention. And you're going to base your whole case on something like that. Well, I would assume that the judge would say, could I see you in my quarters? You bring this flimsy-ass case into my courtroom telling me you have gut feelings. You read something and you said, well, it's not quite there, but I believe this word and this word and this word. I do believe the meaning has changed now and that this is what's happening. This is a crime. No, it doesn't work. You actually need concrete evidence. You need proof. Due process. You need actual evidence and proof to make your case. You cannot imply anything. But that's the problem we have right now. We're living in a PC world here, a political correctness world. I bumped into a woman today. She bought an old antique copy of an encyclopedia. Not encyclopedia, but a dictionary. We'll get back to that story after this short commercial break. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention.
Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to my story here about living in the PC world, the political correctness world, which I do not. I am cut and dry. I call it as I see it, and I don't play that game. But this woman I found today, I bumped in today, she likes to buy old books. And I said, what'd you get there? And she said, an old dictionary. So how old is it? I don't know. Let me see. So I take a look at it. Hey, it's just not as old as I thought, 1960, but it's interesting. I said, why do you collect them? She goes, well, I like to sit around with my kids and we look up words and see what the diction, you know, what the definition is and how it's changed and mutated over the number of years. I said, very good, very interesting. I could tell you a couple examples right now. She goes, what words have changed? I said, well, we're living in the LGBTQ world here. This is the big agenda these days. And I said, well, just look up the word gay. Let's start off with that one. How about that one? Gay. It's going to say happy. An adjective. It's now a noun. That's it. Number two, queer. Means odd and unusual, irregular. But now it means, well, it's a noun. Went from an adjective to a noun. And so there are plenty of other words you're going to find there in the PC world. How we live now and what the actual word and the definition is to what it is today. And it's amazing. I mean, you could probably ask most of these kids now around here. Ask a kid and they'll say it's a noun. They have no idea that it was an adjective at once and now it's a noun. So I found that interesting. But that's the world. So you're going to go into courtroom and you're going to bring in your evidence or no evidence or your hunches or your gut feelings to make your case that Donald Trump has done wrong in Ukraine here, and we're talking about extortion here, and strong-arming the president there, Zelensky, to do some dirty work on behalf of Trump to get the dirt on Biden. Don't have to do it. Don't have to do it. You know, I just want to hear Trump say that. It's not necessary. I can beat him, hands down. He's got bad policy. He's a socialist communist. I can beat him, hands down. I don't have to find dirt on him. But now that you brought it up, I am a little concerned. I am a little concerned on Biden, Joseph Biden here, and his dealings with Ukraine and withholding. And this has been mentioned here. He's actually admitted it, $1 billion until a judge that they deemed, the United States deemed corrupt at the time, to be released, removed from office. And then later on, you know, if you see, we see it that way, you remove this person, we'll get you the funding we told you we'd get you. I believe if you look in that dictionary, even that old one here, especially that old dictionary she had in 1960, you're going to find that's extortion. Do it or else. Or a little bit on bribery side. Extortion. Do it. So I am a little interested in that. Do we have the same situation as is the Biden situation the same situation as we have in with the Hillary Rodham Clinton? Is it the same kind of thing here? We double standard here. It's not that it's not true. It's just that it is true and we're not going to investigate it because it goes much deeper than one person. It involves many, many people to go down. So it's not that the accusations are falseful. They're true. But that's not the point. It's how you got the information from the very beginning. It's like a bad bust because you didn't go through the right route to get the search warrant. Whatever you found is now inadmissible. You can't bring somebody down with them. It could be a horrific, it could be a terrible, terrible thing, but you can't do anything about it because you didn't go through the right process. So what is the right process? What is the right process for Donald Trump to say to another world leader on a phone call to say, hey, can you get down to the bottom of this? What's going on? How did this whole thing happen? Could you please find out anything on your end here? How this whole Russian collusion, all this garbage happened? Can you find out on your end? If you do, let me know. Is there anything wrong with that? No. But there is something wrong about withholding funds from somebody like Biden did to say, remove this person or else. And if you don't, well, then we will hold back this money. But if you do it, well, then we'll give you this money. I'm also very interested in how Hunter Biden, his son, ended up on a board seat for a national gas company making $50,000 a month. $50,000 a month. And there's no impropriety here. There's none whatsoever. Obama said there was no impropriety. Well, of course, we have to listen to Obama because he's an upstanding president. He was a great guy. He was honest. Remember, clear, transparency, change. Remember all those key words he used to use? Did anything but more surveillance, and then Trump picked up the ball and took it another level, more surveillance. No, I'm sorry, just because Obama said there's no impropriety, I'm not going to buy that one. I think there is something to look at there. I really do. But since our intelligence agencies, we have 17, at least two I know of, that are not going to do much about it, if it's true or not. If they're protecting Hillary, they'll surely protect this also, Joseph Biden and Hunter Biden. Because it goes deeper. It goes much deeper. I don't know. Democrats are saying we have a buffet. I actually use that word, a buffet of charges. Not just the one. We got a buffet of charges for impeachment of this president. MSNBC, the talking heads there, you know, they might as well just sit there with their, wear these t-shirts that says, I hate Donald Trump, because everything they say on MSNBC and CNN, ABC, CBS is just, I hate Trump. It's quite embarrassing to watch any of these news agencies. They're very childlike. And they just can't get over that they lost. They just can't get over it. Like I said, from day one, right after the inauguration here, and he won, their plan was to say, we got to get him out of there. So Catherine Clark, Democrat from Massachusetts, all smiles, impeachment on the table. Americans care about government corruption. Really? Do they really? I do believe they do. But the problem is nothing's really done about it. And Hillary's a good example of that. So they're going to send it out to the voters here, do a little town hall meetings. You're going to see town hall meetings next couple of weeks, kicking it around to see what the people are saying. I was really quite surprised when I listened to C-SPAN this week, and the Democrats that were calling in, and I thought, oh, here we go. They're on board with this because they hate Trump so bad. They were actually saying, I'm very embarrassed to be a Democrat. Some of them actually said, I am leaving the Democrat Party. It's an embarrassment because they are trying to tie his hands one scandal after another. One scandal after another. It never ends. After this one's over, what's the next one? We've tried sex scandals. We've tried Russian collusion. We've tried taxes. We've tried everything. This is number four or five here that I can think of. It's not going to pan out. And do they think actually if they go through with the impeachment and tie up all these people for charges against this president, taking a time away from the American people of doing their jobs? Remember, these are representatives for states, and they are supposed to be doing the state's business. But now they're going to put that on the back burner here, because I'm going to spend all the time on taking down this guy. And you know what? It's not going to make a difference, because you're not going to be able to remove Donald Trump. You are not going to get the Senate votes to remove Donald Trump. It's not going to happen. And do you think a little blip, a little asterisk on your name there of saying Donald Trump was impeached is going to hurt you for 2020? That people aren't going to vote for him again? They see clearly through this BS. They see through it. And they're going to be very angry at the Democrats for tying his hands and watching this economy tank. They're going to take the heat on this tanking of the economy, the Democrats. We're wasting time and taking this president and putting him under oath and questioning him and putting him on trial. They are going to be the big losers. The Democrats are going to be the losers on an impeachment. You can kiss off 2020. A tanking economy and you tying him up for impeachment inquiries and trial is going to hurt you. You are going to get the blame for it, Democrats. Donald Trump will not. And he'll probably get back in. I would like another candidate myself. I would like another Republican. Somebody new, somebody fresh. I don't care. I would like somebody new. Probably won't happen. I think there's two or three right now. But probably not a chance in the world. It'll be interesting once this is all over and the presidency of Donald Trump is all over. Of what people will really say on the inside, the Republicans, will they really come out in the truth and saying, well, this or that? I'd like to hear really what's going on in the circle over there. I really would like to see what's going on. And I know the Democrats have pushed on a little further and extended their boundaries now to Barr and Pompeo. They must be guilty, too, of the wrongdoings in Ukraine. We must do something about those two. Guilty by association to Donald Trump. And then the week prior, what we heard was what Brett Kavanaugh, we're coming after you again. This is amazing. I think the American people have had enough. I think they're very tired. Very tired of the witch hunts. It's not going to work. Is not going to work. Let's get on to the news of the global warming here. I talked to Keith Rogers today, and a hard pitch to sell global warming here. He told me about 18 inches to 24 inches of snow fell last night and partially today, I guess, and will extend into tomorrow morning sometime. A winter storm in Montana there where Keith Rogers is. 18 inches, 24 inches in some areas, probably be more than that by tomorrow. Kind of a blizzard, early blizzard. Actually, the last time this happened, he told me it was 1934. So they're about normal snow for this time of the year for them would be in November sometime. And we are, September 29th, snowstorm. Which brings me to the children around the globe. Global youth protest urge climate action. We must do something now. New kid on the block here. 16-year-old Swiss girl. I think I'm pretty certain that George Soros went to some child actor school here and found somebody who might be able to sell this whole idea of global warming. Found this little girl here. Turns out to be she's an actress, a little drama queen by the name of Greta Thunberg. I like to call her Greta Vendetta. But I've listened to her, and she is a very scary little kid. If you've ever seen the movie Village of the Damned, reminds me of one of those kids. They have the demon eyes, the look, the stare. They're quite scary, quite creepy looking. And the videos I've watched of her in her little drama of how the planet is melting. I'm melting. Amazing, amazing. Hey, Ken, you got that clip? Go ahead and let's play that clip here, and then we'll move on to some other things. I think she's handpicked to sell the agenda to the young children here, the millennials. She's the equivalent of David Hogg. You remember David Hogg, the guy that was at the shooting, supposedly the school shooting in Parkland, and rode his little bicycle and filmed it all. And I guess he's a theater major, but. They find their stars, their children, to sell an agenda here. And I think Greta Thunberg is one of Soros's plants there to sell the agenda of global warming. And, of course, we know what that means, taxation and new carbon taxes and endless, endless money for something that doesn't exist. And I'm sure Keith Rogers will tell you global warming is hokey because he's stuck in a lot of snow right now. Go ahead and, Ken, play that clip.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
That's an Oscar performance. That is awesome. That was excellent. She had me convinced. Believing in global warming and that we're melting. The icebergs are melting. The seas are rising. Really, that's true. Then why did Al Gore buy some property in North Carolina, the Outer Banks, right there on the water? Why are there still ski resorts? It's not possible. Crazy stuff, crazy stuff. Interesting, though. She is a child actor. And she is the equivalent to David Hogg, the gun activist that wants to take away our firearms. Another crisis actor, another wannabe Spielberg or whatever he wants to do. But he's a fraud. He's a fraud. I did have a chance many, many years ago, at least 2 years ago, to talk to Lord Christopher Monckton, who was one of the chief advisors to Margaret Thatcher. As a very, very smart man, very intelligent man, I would suggest to anyone who's interested in getting your facts straight about this hoax of global warming, please go to YouTube and find his videos on the fraud of global warming. He spells it out. He gives you facts that you can tell others. Attempt to convince the masses of the nonsense of global warming and show him the proof here. He does an excellent job. I actually tried to get him on the show. The problem is being living in the UK there, the time zone and everything. He said it might be difficult. Didn't rule it out completely. I would love to have him on my show to talk about it. But if not, like I said, go to YouTube. You can watch his videos. A very intelligent man, Lord Christopher Monckton, and the fraud of global warming. One of the things I learned at the conference I attended that he did for Eagle Forum a couple of years back was whenever you hear the science is settled, you know it's a lie. The science is never settled. It's always changing, new technique. So there you go. We'll be right back after a short commercial break. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Greta Thunberg, 16-year-old drama queen here, expert, climate change expert. I would love to see her report card and what her science grades were. Yeah, selling you the idea. The planet is melting here, right? California coastline here, 3,400 miles, talking about storm erosion, beach erosion. Well, that happens when you have wind and you have rain. But if you noticed, all the global warming theorists will cling on to everything here, from tornadoes, hurricanes, tsunamis, hot days, occasional hot day here and there, going back to a cold day, a drought, excessive rain, flooding, all related to global warming. All those things. Anything that's bad with weather or variable in weather is global warming. Therefore, we got to do something about it. it's our carbon footprint that's causing all these problems. No, no. Let's talk about really what's causing them. Do we ever talk about volcanic activity? Do we ever talk about the sun's exertion, the sun's, what's the word I'm looking for here? I just can't pull it out here. What the sun contributes to our planetary climate. We ever talk about that? No, we don't. No. So I guess I'm to believe that my carbon footprint just rises up, reaches the sun, changes the thermodynamics of the sun, making it much hotter. And that's why we have hot days and we have cool days. We have hot days. How can you explain global warming when you live in a hot place like Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, down here in Florida? My days are hot. It's supposed to be hot down here. Now, if it was hot during our winter months, when it's kind of pleasant down here, November, December, January, February, it's nice. Starts to get a little bit warmer in March, April. If it was 95 degrees during our winter down here in Florida, I might say that's a little odd. But pretty much we have the same temperature through the winter that we normally have had. There's no variance. It's not hot. It's just the normal temperature. And our spring and our summer is hot and humid. And Texas is the same way. Arizona is the same way. Oklahoma is the same way. So if you had global warming, wouldn't you have the entire planet being hot, abnormally hot, and consistently hot, and showing days and days and weeks and months? Wouldn't you have that to prove your point that something is wrong here with the environment? The planet is getting hotter. You can't have a hot day and then go back to a couple cold days and then a normal temperature. You can't make the case of global warming that way. I lived in Indiana most of my life, went to school there, high school, college, and we have a little thing called Indian summer. Every year, Indian summer, we get the high 90s, we get a low 100 here, and it is hot. And as a kid, I could care less. It was great. Rode my bike, played tennis, and swam a lot. It's Indian summer. Nobody was saying this is abnormal. We expected it this time every year. The hot, hot summer. It's called Indian summer. Second hour coming up. This is Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.